dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob, Eddie, Ryan Ripken, Nolan McGraw, Orioles in Milwaukee tonight, taking on the Brewers. Go to Willie in Crofton. Willie, thanks for holding. How are you feeling on this Monday?
I am feeling outstanding and love the show. Love the show. You guys make my day.
Well, thank you, Willie.
Yeah, listen, Ryan, this is for you, and I appreciate your brutal honesty because you lived it. I don't question my Orioles' toughness. They are there's some tough boys. That being said, I picked up on something last season when it seemed like the pitchers were going after us by hitting us more than they did the season before. Now, I could be imagining it, but it just seemed that way to me. And nobody did anything. I mean, for all our toughness, I think, how do I put this? I think we're just being too respectful of the other team when they take cheap shots, and we don't have someone who's willing to be, dare I say, the villain, the dog. You know, the guy Manny Machado would have been flying with Manny Machado. I want your opinion. Is that too far base that we're missing a dog, or you know, just I need your help on this one, brother.
Yeah, of course. Appreciate the call. And the question, now, I think another word could be an edge, playing with an edge, playing with a little bit of a spark. And I know some of that goes from, you know, when things are going well, it's that confidence, that swagger that you can't be beat. That was the 2023 Orioles, right? You're up 4 or 5 runs on us? Well, hey, we're coming back, and teams feared that. The Orioles, it seems like, you know, teams aren't fearing the Baltimore Orioles like they did the last 2 years. So I'm not saying that they need to necessarily ruffle some feathers, but I think they do need a guy that can sometimes set the tone. I do think that is a part of it. I interviewed Eddie Murray, just released it last night on my show, The Ryan Ripken Show. And Eddie, two things he said to me that stuck out. One, he doesn't tell people when he's injured. I'm not giving anyone an advantage. And two, they always had a fear that Eddie would do something, whether it was on the field, off the field, but they feared Eddie Murray. And I think that is a big part. I don't think a lot of players around the league are necessarily fearing the Baltimore Orioles.
Well, Eddie Murray was arguably the best player in baseball for a good 3-4, maybe 5-year stretch. Gold Glove first baseman, one of the great switch hitters of all time. So his track record of success, shall we say, speaks for itself. But, you know, Manny would have been out there ready to throw down with Ventura, rest in peace, and Josh Donaldson and all of that. I mean, Manny was ready. Adam Jones looked like he was ready to go at the drop of the hat. Remember that a-hole threw the bottle at Hyun-Soo Kim in the wild card game?
No doubt.
I thought Jones was going to go up into the stands and start sucker punching anyone wearing a Toronto hat.
I think it is a good point, though, to have, and whether you're saying it's an edge, I'm not buying that people are just going to try to hit the Orioles, but I think that they are going to test them. Baltimore had been the best team in the AL East the last 2 years. I know they won the division last year, but they had the most wins the last 2.5 years in the American League. Now they're going to be tested. They've been tested. Now people want to see how do you respond.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.